fences, as Nick Qureshi reports.
Leanne Gordon was killed in the attack in Hackney on Tuesday evening. A 16-year-old boy who was detained early yesterday has been charged with her murder and the attempted murder of a boy of the same age and a 20-year-old man. They've since left hospital. The teenager is further accused of possessing a firearm with intent to endanger life and of possessing with intent to supply Class A drugs, namely crack cocaine and heroin. He'll face Barkingside magistrates on Monday.
The US stands accused of being complicit in Israeli war crimes. The president of the Palestinian Authority claims that after America blocked a UN resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. A man's been charged with the murder of a nursing assistant in County Armagh. The body of Oran Kelly, who was 23, was found beside a burning car in Lurgan last Sunday morning. The 31-year-old's due before magistrates on Monday. Sport: Manchester United have missed the chance to move into the Premier League's top four after a defeat against Bournemouth. Live to Darren Stanage at Old Trafford.
And an historic Premier League win for Bournemouth at Old Trafford as a woeful Manchester United side of well-beaten goals from Solanke, Billing and Senesi will have Erik ten Hag scratching his head as his inconsistent side were well beaten by their lowly opponents. The visitors also had two goals ruled out and hit a post. A really shocking result for the hosts, who offered little. Manchester United 0, Bournemouth 3.
Elsewhere, Liverpool are at the top of the table after coming from a goal down to beat 10-man Crystal Palace 2-1. Bottom side Sheffield United picked up 3 points with a 1-0 win against Brentford. Arsenal can go back to the summit with a victory against Aston Villa later this hour. And in the Scottish Premiership, Rangers have cut the gap with Celtic to 5 points after a 3-1 win at home to Dundee. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five is the time you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into hour three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to stay windy this Saturday across our area, although it will be dry in most parts. The winds will gradually ease towards the morning, though. Minimum temperature overnight at 6 degrees Celsius. Sunday we'll see a bright start with lighter winds, then some rain heavy at times will spread east from late morning, accompanied by stronger winds. It's likely to be dry by late afternoon with even the odd sunny spell, though. Maximum temperature tomorrow is going to be around 11 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
The last score I read before the news was that Bowes and Pitsy had gone 3-2 up late on against Wroxham in the ESPN North, and that is the final score. So 3 points for Bowes at Len Salmon Stadium this afternoon. EFL League 2, meanwhile, it's finished Tranmere 2, Newport 1. Scottish Premiership, Aberdeen 2, Hearts 1. These are all full-time scores now. The FA Trophy tie at Roots Hall has gone to extra time. It finished after the 90 minutes. Southend United 2, Hampton and Richmond Borough 2. It's currently half-time in extra time down there. And another side which has gone to extra time is the Brighton Victoria Road between Dagenham and Redbridge and Peterborough Sports. That finished 1-1 after the 90, and that is in extra time as well. Great win for Chelmsford City for the National League South this afternoon. They were away to National League Oxford City, and thanks to a goal from Callum Watts, the Clarets won by 1-0, and they will be in the draw for the fourth round. A couple of half-times from the Championship for you. It's Queen's Park Rangers 2, Hull City 0, and Rotherham 1, Swansea 2. in League 2. I think it's still playing between AFC Wimbledon and Swindon. AFC Wimbledon now winning 4-0. Full-time at the Community Stadium, also in League 2, and it's defeat for Colchester United. They've lost 2-1 at home to Crawley Town this afternoon. None of our local sides in the Isthmian Premier League were in action this afternoon, where their matches were all postponed. But we can take a look at the table, because a few other sides were in action. Hornchurch remain top, 9 points clear of second-placed Chatham Town. Hornchurch have played 2 less than them as well. Enfield Town in third, Billericay Town in fourth, and Wingate and Finchley in fifth. They're the teams in the playoff spot, so it's as you were there. As you were at the other end as well, with Haringey Borough property up league, Concord Rangers just above them, and Kingstonian and Potterswell Town, the other side's in the drop zone. Hashtag have dropped to 7th. As I say, they didn't play today. Hastings United, who won, have got above them, but Hashtag have a game in hand on Hastings. Canvey, they're now in 11th place, and they're on 25 points. Just getting back to the full-time scores, and as you heard in the news, it's finished at Old Trafford. Manchester United 0, Bournemouth 3. So after today's matches, don't forget Aston Villa are playing Arsenal, that one at 5:30. I'll run through the matches tomorrow that are going on tomorrow as well. So it's Liverpool as things stand at the top of the table after their lunchtime win at Crystal Palace. They're on 37, 1 point ahead of Arsenal on 36, who have a game in hand on them. Aston Villa, third, 4 points behind. They're on 32. Manchester City, coming in fourth. They are on 30 points. They're in action tomorrow. They travel to struggling Luton, and they'll be looking to bounce back after their midweek defeat. Tottenham remain fifth despite being beaten at home by West Ham the other night. Manchester United 6th after their defeat against Bournemouth. And the other end of the table, Sheffield United, despite their 1-0 win this afternoon against Brentford. Chris Wilder's first game back in charge. They remain bottom, but only behind Burnley, who drew today on goal difference. They're both on 8 points. Luton, just above them, they are on 9 points. And just looking at tomorrow's other matches, Everton are at home to Chelsea. West Ham travel to Fulham. It's Luton against Manchester City, as I say. And Tottenham, they have a home match against Newcastle United. Scottish Premiership tomorrow, Kilmarnock play the leaders, Celtic. And there's some games in the Women's Super League tomorrow afternoon. Arsenal play Chelsea. Brighton against Leicester. Liverpool versus Bristol City. West Ham United women entertain Everton women at Victoria Road. And Tottenham Hotspur women are at home to Manchester United women. So getting back to the full-time scores meanwhile, because there's some others which I've not gone through yet. It's finished Livingston 0, Hibs 1 in the Scottish Premiership, and Rangers 3, Dundee 1. So Celtic remain top of the table. Rangers only 5 points behind them now in second place, St Mirren 3rd and Hibs 4th. Livingston bringing up the rear down at the other end. In League One, it's finished Charlton Athletic 2, Cambridge United 2. So Neil Harris, in his first match in charge of Cambridge United, has seen his new side pick up a point at the Valley. It's finished Reading 1, Barnsley 3. And Portsmouth and Bolton, they're still the top two. I didn't play today. Stevenage only behind Bolton on goal difference, though. They won at Burton Albion this afternoon. Peterborough Derby after beating Leighton Orient, and Oxford United, they 4th, 5th and 6th. Incidentally, we're going to have a full-time report from Jaden quite soon. At the other end, in relegation zone, Cheltenham, Reading, Carlisle and Fleetwood. And in League 2, No goals at all in the match between Accrington Stanley and Doncaster Rovers this afternoon. Also, AFC Wimbledon for Swindon Town, that's been confirmed as a full-time score. Stockport remain top of League 2, despite being held to a 1-1 draw at Morecambe. In fact, they only equalised 3 minutes from the end. Wrexham and Barrow, who didn't play today, remain second and third. Mansfield, who also didn't play a fourth. Crewe and North County, fifth and sixth, despite both of those sides losing today. And AFC Wimbledon climb into the playoff spot in seventh place following a 4-0 win against Swindon. Colchester United might be nervously looking over their shoulders once again after a 2-1 defeat at home by Crawley Town. The Ewes are in 22nd place. However, there is a 5-point gap between them and Forest Green Rovers, who are in 23rd on 15 points. Sutton United still bottom of the table. They have 14 points. Now, yesterday saw the funeral in Dublin of Shane McGowan, charismatic frontman with the Pogues, who we sadly lost the week before last. And there is something of a campaign for this one to be the Christmas number one. It is, after all, one of the all-time classic Christmas songs, in my humble opinion. This is the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, Fairy Tale of New York.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, me, Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty, queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Going back," and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you chick, you haggard. Happy Christmas, you're all sod, my God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir are still singing, "Going back," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. Someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you. Are ringing out for Christmas Day.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hello, it's Mandy Cullen here, and if, like me, you love your 70s and 80s tunes but are fed up of hearing the same tracks on your radio, then you absolutely need Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers in your life. We play the songs from those decades that simply aren't played enough, and all the tracks we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me every Saturday between 6 and 8pm for Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
With the time at 17 minutes past five, you're listening to Phoenix Sport with me, John Chubb, and we can cross over to Brisbane Road now, where Jaden Christie has been watching Leighton Orient versus Derby County for us in League One this afternoon.
It's full time here in Eton, and it finishes Leighton Orient 0, Derby County 3. It got immediately worse for Orient in the 46th minute, just a minute after the restart of the second half, where Mendes Lang from close range hit a pretty weak central shot at O's keeper Solbrin, who definitely should have done much better, and you'll watch that back and be disappointed. In the 50th minute, Beckles put the ball past Wildsmith in the Derby net from a Tom James free kick, but the flag went up for offside. And in the 78th minute, Derby made it 3-0 with a quick break from an Orient corner carried by Mendes Lang, which saw Derby in a 2v1 situation against Orient keeper Solbrin. Lang squared it to Tom Barkhausen, who tapped into an empty net, and that wrapped up a very disappointing defeat here at Brisbane Road. Orient have a massive game next weekend away at Cheltenham, in which will need to be a much better display to try and get back on track with the hard Christmas period coming up. It finishes Leighton Orient 0, Derby County 3.
Thanks very much indeed, Jaden. Very disappointing afternoon for the O's then. Elsewhere, I can tell you there have been a couple of upsets involving our local sides in the FA Trophy. Southend United are out of the competition. They have been knocked out by St Richmond Borough of the National League South. It finished 2-2 at Roots Hall after 90 minutes, and Hampton and Richmond won the penalty shootout that followed. And also going out to side the division below them, Dagenham and Redbridge have been beaten at the Chigwell Construction Stadium this afternoon by a National League North side, Peterborough Sports. Finished 1-1 after the 90 minutes, and Peterborough Sports won the penalty shootouts. Avely, this has just come through. Avely are through. Well done to them. So they and Chelmsford City will be going into the draw for the fourth round. It finished 1-1 between them and Hungerford Town of the Southern League Premier Division South. But Avely won the shootout, and so the hosts have gone through. Just focusing on some of the other non-league games. I can tell you the three FA VARs third round ties that were postponed from last weekend, only one involving our local teams, only one of them went ahead this afternoon. Not good news though, because White ends out of the competition. The furthest they'd ever progressed in the competition is getting to the third round. So they did well, Burton Abram, narrowly beaten by Norfolk Alfleet, Wolfsham, the Willows, who won by 3-2. Tilbury versus South Malden Town and Great Wakering Rovers tie at Fakenham Town, both postponed due to the weather again, so presumably they'll end up being midweek fixtures. In the Essex Senior League, I can tell you not one game survived today. A long list of postponements. There was one game last night, though, at Cricklefield, where Ilford took on Buckhurst Hill. Good win for Buckhurst Hill, who won the match by 5-2. And just getting back to the local rugby, I can tell you that Colchester, who are currently the runaway leaders in Regional 1 South East, they have won this afternoon against Shelford. The final scoring match was Colchester 38, Shelford 10. So that is it for now. Still got some more local rugby results to come. More football from the Furlough Down Division 1 South and Division 1 North. Coming up fairly soon, my music will feature the post-match Warm Down as well, which I play three songs in a row and get my breath back after the afternoon's excitement. A couple of racing results in the meantime. The 440 at Newcastle, first was number one, Champagne Prince, priced at 2-5, who was the favourite. Second, number two, Artistic Mission, priced at 11-1. And third was number three, Kilt, priced at 3-1. Four run in that one. And at 5 o'clock, first race of the evening meeting at Wolverhampton. First was number one, Assailant, the 5-4 favourite. Second was number three, Duke's Command, priced at 5-2. And third was number five, Jacques Cartier, priced at 14-1. There were 12 runners in that race. Travel coming up soon. Going to go back in time to 1978, to be precise, when this song kicked off the chart career of Squeeze. This is Sing Me, I'm Yours.
Future, my love at last, I'm here. Phoenix FM travel news.
With the time at 26 minutes past five, last travel update of the day here on Phoenix FM. It's been pretty quiet in Brentwood and Billericay all afternoon. No reported incidents. There's been a few things further afield. The M25 was busy between Junction 13 for the A13 and the QE2 bridge. But it's all moving okay there now, we believe. And also the M11 London Brown was slow between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. But the traffic is moving okay there now, I understand. Epping High Street still busy between Stonard Hill and Berry Lane in both directions. And there is some busy traffic that's been reported in Margaretting, or between Margaretting and Inkerston, I think, it's not entirely clear, on the High Street southbound from Main Road to Stock Lane. It's a bit busy there. Still some hotspots in Chelmsford. Springfield Road between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road is still busy. Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Arbor Lane is still busy. And Victoria Road from Duke Street to the New Street traffic light is still busy as well. And some of the approaches to the Army and Navy still queuing traffic. Baddow Road, the Baddow Bypass. And also, no, it was busy on Van Diemen's Road. Van Diemen's Road is looking okay at the moment, though. Just a reminder, on C2C trains, there is still strike action for today. I think today is the last day of it, though. So there is a reduced service on the C2C line. Check on that before you travel. Also, on Greater Anglia, because of construction work for Bewley Park Station, the main line is closed between Chelmsford and Whittam all weekend. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree all terminating at Whittam. Connecting to road replacement bus routes. Connecting train services are in operation between Chelmsford and Liverpool Street via Inkerston, also serving Shenfield and Stratford. On TfL, no reported problems on the Elizabeth Line or London Overground. DLR, no service all weekend between Canning Town and Beckton. Replacement buses are in operation. We've still got delays on the Central Line. Severe delays between Leytonstone and Epping and Woodford via Hainault due to a shortage of trains. Minor delays on the rest of the line. Still some severe delays on the Bakerloo Line if you're going up to Central London. And minor delays on the Jubilee Line due to a shortage of trains. And there are now some delays on the Metropolitan Line as well due to an earlier signal failure at Dollis Hill. Tickets are being accepted on London buses. So, that part of the show where I get my breath back after the afternoon's excitement. It's time for the post-match warm-down. A little theme this week. Three songs all containing the name Ruby.
The
pretended hate. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. Oh, Ruby. For God's sakes, turn around.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. Such a cause. Your mind.
life unkind.
This week's post-match warm down. I'll have one for you next Saturday. First off, from 2007, we heard the Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby. Then a couple of songs from the late 60s, Kenny Rogers and the first edition, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. And that was followed by the Rolling Stones and Ruby Tuesday. 21 minutes to 6 is the time you're listening to Phoenix Sport on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. Just 21 minutes until I make way for Mandy Cullen with Geezers, Pleasers and Jesus. And I've still got quite a bit to cram in, so I'm going to get on with that now. I can tell you there has just been a goal flash from Villa Park. Aston Villa 1, Arsenal 0 is the latest score in the Premier League game that started at 5:30. And John McGinn has given Villa... managed, of course, by the former Gunners boss, Unai Emery. John McGinn has given Villa the lead in the 7th minute of that game. One more result from the rugby cup matches that have been taking place this afternoon. Got a few, actually. It's finished Bath. In the European Champions Cup this year, Pool 2, Bath 37, Ulster 14. And Toulouse 52, Cardiff Rugby 7. In Pool 3, it's finished Toulon 18, Exeter Chiefs 19. Meanwhile, in the European Challenge Cup, it has finished in Pool 1, Sharks 45, Pau 5. And another result from Pool 3, it's finished Castellet 34, Scarlets 16. And in the local rugby, I've got some more results. These are from Counties 1, Essex. Campion 7, Braintree 41. East London 12, Upminster 25. The Mavericks 30, Epping Upper Clapton 24. Old Cooperian 0, Maldon 3. Romford and Gideon Park 43, Chingford 3. And Wanstead awarded a home win against the bottom side, Stanley Hope. Not surprising, really, seeing as Wanstead the top of the league and undefeated, and Stanford Lee Hope with just the one victory so far this season are currently bringing up the rear. I think there's a few more local rugby results still to come. I'll keep an eye out for those. Racing. Meanwhile, two more results for you. 5:15 at Newcastle. First was number 5, Heartwarmer, priced at 17-2. Second was number 1, Valentine Catcher, priced at 100-30. And third was number 4, Smart Vision, the 9-4 favourite. A total of 11 runners in that race. And the 5:30 at Wolverhampton. First was number 8, Win Win Power, priced at 5-1. Second was number 5, Outrace, priced at 5-1. And third was number 3, Wadacre Grace, priced at 11-1. There were a total of 11 runners in that. Disappointment for number 2, Albahi, who was the 100-30 favourite, but only managed to finish in 8th place. Let's get back to football, and the Thurlow Nun First Division South was a bit of a washout this afternoon with the dreadful weather conditions. Only two matches survived. Clapton faced Benfleet, and Benfleet won that match by 2-0. Burnham Ramblers were well beaten away to North West London. Ramblers lost that one 4-0. It was one game last night. Clapton Community were away to Cannons Wood, and Community lost that one by 3-0. Despite that, though, they remain second in the table behind the leaders Hutton, who are 1 point ahead of them. Hutton have played two less than Clapton Community at present. Benfleet in third place after that win. Cannerswood in fourth. Dunmo Town currently in fifth place. It's pretty keenly contested at the top of that league, but currently Hutton and Clapton Community are the two sides setting the pace. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun First Division North, there were a couple of matches involving Essex sides. Holland drew 3-3 away to Needham Market under 23s. Stanway Pegasus hosted Leyston under 23s, and Pegasus won that one by 3-0. So Pegasus top the league on goal difference. Both they and second place Holland are in 44 points, but Pegasus have a staggeringly good goal difference. They're currently on plus 50, Holland are on plus 18. Framley and Town is third, 1 point behind those two on 43. Harwich and Parkston are fourth on 39. Great Yarmouth Town fifth on 37. That's in the top five. With no Town, the other six side in that league, they are currently in 11th place. So, that's the other thing I was going to talk about, cricket. Yes, there has been a delay in the start of the match. It's the Kensington Oval, not the one in London, the one in Bridgetown, where the West Indies are entertaining England in a men's one-day international. The match, the start of the match has been delayed for reasons unclear. The teams, I understand, will be announced at the toss. So I was going to keep an eye on the early stages of that, but by the time it gets underway, it will probably be the end of the show. I'm going to come back very soon. Still a couple of tunes to come, including a former Christmas number one.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at -fibre.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7am to 10am on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Continuing our look at the local rugby results, three matches in counties 2 Essex South this afternoon. It finished Barking 59, Old Brentwoods 56. A great win for Old Brentwoods, who are currently second. Canvey Island 14, Basildon 29. That was actually Basildon's first defeat of the season, the league leaders. And King's Cross scored 20 points against King's Cross Steelers, that is, scored 20 points against Millwall without reply. Meanwhile, in counties Essex, sorry, County 2, Essex North, just the three games there this afternoon. It finished Clacton 22, Harwich and Dovercourt 15, Kelvedon and Fearing 22, Witham 0, and Southwood and Ferris 18 at Burnham on Crouch 24. So just looking at the league table there, Burnham on Crouch, they remain top of the table after that win. They've won all eight of their fixtures so far. I think there might be one more we're still waiting for. Yeah, that was in counties, two eastern counties, and that was a match between Mersey Island and Sudbury, but still not there. May have to give up on that one. Never mind. Okay, so we're going to go back 55 long years now. This next song was actually number one in December 1968, and it was the Christmas number one that year.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the pink, the pink, the pink, the saviour of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Mr. Fleas had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy. And so they gave him medicinal compound. Now he's learning how to fly.
Brother Tony was known to be bony. He would never eat his meals. And so they gave him medicinal compound. Now they move him round on wheels.
Wheels.
Drink a drink a drink to Lily the pink, the pink, the pink, the saviour of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Old Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, and so they put him in a home, where they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's emperor of Rome.
Johnny Hammer had a terrible sister, just his hammer. He could hardly sustain a word. And so they gave him medicinal compound. Never seen, never heard.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the pink, the pink, the pink, the saviour of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
And to Millie ran willy-nilly legs they did recede, and so they rubbed on medicinal compound. Now they call her Millie B. Jennifer Eccles had terrible freckles, and the boys all called her Nate. But she changed with medicinal compound. Now he joins in all the game.
Medicinal compound, Sandy Pickle Lily died.
Up to heaven, her soul ascended. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal.
Together now. How could you not like that song? That's the Scaffold and Lily the Pink. They were a trio from Merseyside. Scouse poet Roger McGough, Mike McGeer, who is actually Paul McCartney's and is, I think he's still with us, Paul McCartney's brother, and also John Gorman, who went on to do other things. Amongst other things, he was one of the stars of Tis Was, alongside Chris Tarrant. So, 1968, that was the Christmas number one. Great stuff. So, not long left now. I can tell you at Villa Park, it's still Aston Villa 1, Arsenal 0, thanks to that seventh-minute goal by John McGinn. The third and final one-day international in Barbados. Sorry, I said Jamaica earlier. Bridgetown is, of course, in Barbados. Between the West Indies and England has been delayed, and it will not be starting until 18:10 GMT. So I'm not going to be able to bring you any updates of any sort on that. We might have one more racing results. I was waiting on the 5:45 at Newcastle, but I don't think that's going to come in time. So, just to let you know what's happening on Phoenix FM this evening, Mandy is here very shortly with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Yet more of those great tunes that don't get played enough. And Andy Furno is in the house between 8 and 10 p.m. with Boogie Nights, 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And if you fancy some classical music sounds to round off your Saturday evening, Steve Roberts is your man. He's here with Classic Phoenix between 10 p.m. and midnight. So that's tonight on Phoenix FM. Thank you very much for your company this afternoon. It's been great having you along. I also want to thank Jaden Christie, our reporter at Leighton Orient versus Derby County. Not a happy day for the O's, with Derby beating them by 3-0, though. Now, I should be back on Phoenix FM tomorrow afternoon. If you're around between 2 and 4pm, it'd be great to have your company. I'm doing a show called The Time Machine, and I'm going to be standing in for Vicky Michelle, who's gone off to do a season of Panto. And The Time Machine will be going back to 1978. It has a great tunes. It was a very good year for music. And also, looking at some of the news stories and some of the sports stories of that year as well. So that's 2 till 4 tomorrow afternoon. Then on Thursday, I'm back 7 till 8pm with the Non-League Hour. And all be well. Next Saturday, I should be back between 3 and 6pm for another edition of Phoenix Sport. So I hope you can join me then. In the meantime, though, have a good and safe week. And I am going to leave you with a bit of a jazz funk classic. Now, if you've ever been to a Soul Weekender, Caster or similar, you might be familiar with this one. The great tradition of people sort of line dancing, but it's not quite line dancing, but they all dance in straight lines to this one. This is Rodney Franklin and The Groove. Bye for now.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.